come to a place unlike any other. A living island. A magical, mysterious land far across the sea, where human beings are only visitors. Home to a civilization of strange and wondrous animals. Gateway to hundreds of millions of other dimensions. Welcome to Otter Island.
So far, Van, Mikado, and Oliver have gone to an abandoned dimension to retrieve some magical stones.
There's a human mining colony there.
Pay dirt. All right then, we leave first thing in the morning.
There they encountered a strange being, a living restaurant.
I am everything you see around you.
Everything around us? Even the food?
Meanwhile, Bingler the dwarf, disguised as an otter, has found his way to the burrow of Orin, the magician of transformation.
Dwarf? Oh no, I'm just an otter like yourself.
Hardly. You walk like someone who's been bipedal all his life.
Bingler has promised Orin a family of his own, but what Orin does not know is that Bingler is actually an agent of Nexicool, the evil tree spirit.
Orin, meet Nexicool.
Whatever you're planning, I won't let you get away with it.
Your wish to be family, that is exactly what you get.
Only a few individuals have any inkling of the danger to the magician, including Malcolm and Flair.
Something's wrong.
More bombs?
No, but something evil.
I feel compelled to travel toward the farm village. Something is definitely amiss there.
Down in the deep, the Nagil Emperor hears some dire predictions about his reign.
The son shall slay the father, and be slain by the Emperor, and the Emperor shall be turned to stone.
What in the sea is that supposed to mean?
And now, we rejoin Pan and company at the cafe.
Cafe, who is in danger?
I don't know. I lost it. In any case, I do not believe Nexicool himself has come here. He tried, but the locals killed his hireling. They could not defeat his zombies, but they stood as strong as they could. If only they had known what they were up against.
I wonder if they would have been so strong.
If Nexicool zombies are here, we need to move quickly. We should get the stones and get back to the island.
I understand. I hope that you can return someday.
Count on it.
Who's that coming out of Amanda's house?
I don't know.
Top of the morning, friends.
But I don't like him.
You there, who are you?
Me? I'm nobody.
Will you come here, please?
Here!
I knew he was going to run. I've got him. Yeah!
Oh! Don't hurt me! It wasn't my idea! I was just following orders!
Whose orders?
The tree spirit!
Silence!
Who's your friend?
Say nothing!
I can't say anything or...
Tell me what I want to know. I'll crush your windpipe in my jaws.
The Mouse is an avatar of Nexicool! He had to get this dimension before Prince Self gets it!
I shan't run you again!
Who do you fear more? The Mouse or me? Talk!
He tried to take the island by forming an alliance with Farron of the Nagil.
Hold your tongue!
That didn't work, so he's trying to plan,
but
he had to take out the...
What are you doing? You're killing him.
Damn! He's going to kill!
You!
You're too late. My plans are in motion, and you can't stop them. Go ahead. Kill this body. I'm done with it.
Gladly.
Let's hope we're not too late to reach Pan. What was that?
It came from the Reef Village.
You go find Pan. I'll take care of this.
Mission accomplished, my lord Prince Baron. You should have seen them fuss faces run. Come on, lads. Let's go celebrate.
What sort of madness is this anyway? You attack the Reef Village and run away?
Be careful how you speak to me.
You know full well who is speaking to you.
Yes, I do. But they don't know that. Do you want to give away everything we've worked for?
It's a bit late for that, don't you think? Your invasion failed.
Oh, did it?
You haven't got me the gate.
That's right. But think about it. What would have happened if the invasion had succeeded?
The gate would be mine.
And the island would belong to my father. Do you honestly think he would give you gate access free and clear?
What is your plan, then?
My father must be removed from the picture.
Then we must kill him.
Not directly. Nanyu people are nothing if not loyal to the Emperor. If they discover that I killed him, I'll be lynched in a heartbeat. If they find out you killed him, they'd see to it that neither you nor your zombies ever set foot on the sandbar.
My prince!
What is it, soldier?
The patrols report all clear. We haven't been spotted.
Good. How much of that conversation did you overhear?
Nothing, my prince.
That's good. But I can't be too careful. Mexico, please neutralize him.
Wait, I didn't mean...
How long do you suppose he can hold his breath underwater?
Is it not here?
As a cat?
I like your style. Come, we have work to do.
I have the yellow stones, Pan.
And I have the blue. Let's get back to the gate. Picard, is it clear?
There's a group of zombies about 200 yards away. They seem to be oblivious to us. We can move safely if we move quietly.
Sorry.
So nice of you to join me. I thought you'd never make it back here.
Ugh, zombies have us surrounded.
Say nothing. I can't take the stones unless we give them away. Keep your mouths shut.
Give me the stone.
Give me the stone. I will have them.
I can hurt you. I can torture you for hours without killing you.
Why do you want the stones?
There is a world I desire. Would you like to hear about it?
So careful not to give away any permission. You respond with a look. Such a clever creature.
It is called the Hundredth Veil. It is a land where the children have survived a terrible plague by being transformed into toy animals. When I absorb their life force, they will make nearly indestructible warriors.
What does that have to do with stones?
The code to reach this world requires 7 of the blue stones. You will give me those stones, and I will watch with delight the look on your face when you realize that you sold the souls of children to stop the pain.
You want the stones? Go get them. Run!
You idiot!
Don't worry. There's the pearls from the oysters I have at the restaurant.
I'm not talking about that. You ordered Nexical's zombies to get the stones. They have permission now.
Cafe, hide us.
Please place a sample.
We don't have time for this.
Pan.
Five zombies are after us. We need a place to hide.
This way. Quickly.
Your hand.
Yes. There was no time, so I thrust my hand into the basket.
Stay here, in the freezer. Chew a piece of ice every few minutes, so that I can stay in contact with you. Whatever you do, do not open this door. No matter what you may hear or smell. Understand?
Got it.
What do you think he's going to do?
Zombies, they're here.
What are they doing to him?
Shush, Oliver. Come over here with us. Very, very quiet.
Stay hidden in here. We'll freeze to death if we don't suffocate first.
I'll check. Cafe says it's okay.
What a mess! The zombies are gone.
Besides, Cafe, you ate them, didn't you?
Yes, I do.
You did the right thing.
Oh, I know that. Those poor creatures, possessed by that devil all these years, I did them a favor by destroying their bodies.
They didn't hurt you, did they?
Not exactly.
Then why are you crying?
When I consumed the zombies, I saw it directly into Nexicool's evil heart. No one should ever have to see what I saw. The horrors. So much suffering.
I'm sorry.
You must fight Nexicool. Take your stones. Use them to fight others who hate evil as much as you do.
Rest assured, we shall.
There is something you should know. Nexicool is in competition with several other powers who are trying to manipulate one another for control of the portals. One of them is a son of Oberon himself. He must possess 12 key worlds in order to control the multiverse. Yours is one of them.
What can we do?
Both Nexicool and the son of Oberon are trying to recruit the Nagil without their knowledge. The violence against your people will be increased manyfold. You must build alliances that stand strong against the Nagil, or your people will be driven into the sea, and your mortal will be defenseless.
Thank you.
Go now. Get those stones safely back home. But please, come back again.
Of course.
Oh, it's going to be so good to get back home.
Hang on.
What is it?
Smoke. A huge column coming from the far side of the island.
Are you all right? And your team?
We're fine. What happened?
A Nagil attack on the Reef Village. One of them used two of the stolen stones to create a magic bomb. Pawful was nearly killed in the attack. Nobody was killed, thank heavens, but a number of houses were destroyed. They're still fighting the fires.
So what are you doing here?
I was told that you were in danger. I came to the gate to try to find you, and I found a group of zombies. I don't know how, but I knew they were connected to the bombing, and they were going to try to prevent your return.
They almost did.
I know. I was there.
You what?
When Picado threw his pearls, the zombies dove for them as one. It took them a moment, but once those zombies realized you'd bolted, I ran through the portal and made them chase me. They couldn't follow me back through the gate. I hoped I'd given you enough time to make a getaway.
We would have gotten away.
Oh, really? One of the zombies was a lion. There was also a deer and an elf. I'm the fastest otter on this island, and I know I couldn't have outrun them for long.
Come, boy. We need to get our news to the king.
This is very interesting news, and distressing, but not unexpected.
What do you want to do?
We must establish trade with this sentient cafe you found.
But your majesty, the Nagil...
are still our primary enemy. But as much as they hate us, there is little anyone can do to stir their passions any hotter than they already are.
But what of Nexicool and this new threat?
Both wish to control the portals. Our people are capable of holding this portal as we have for many years. But this isn't merely about us. To hold back Nexicool will take a concerted effort by a number of worlds, as there are hundreds of millions of dimensions. Coordinating our efforts through direct contact will be impossible. We will need to establish a hub.
I see now. You want the cafe to be that hub?
Precisely. Though the communication process may be a trifle involved, it's the most thorough means of communication possible. We will tell all our trading partners about this and begin the establishment of a coalition.
I see.
From this day on, I'm giving you a new job path. I want you to be our ambassador to the cafe. Take some gifts to it, whatever you deem appropriate. Take also any volunteers you can find. Teachers, craftsmen, historians, storytellers. It has a lot to learn about us.
Would you like some more tea, Miss Llama? And how about you, Mrs. Trout? How about another cookie? Oh my, is that the time? I should get to bed. Come on, Mrs. Trout. It sure is quiet tonight. I wish I had someone to read me a bedtime story. Like the one about the alien boy and the giant rat. Who was it who told me that one? Something's wrong, Mrs. Trout. Doesn't it feel like something's wrong? It's like something is missing. I don't know what it is. It's like something is supposed to be missing.
Princess Amanda, you have to help us!
What's the trouble, good citizen?
The president has been kidnapped!
Don't worry. Me and my trusty sidekick, Mrs. Trout, will get him back for you. Right, Mrs. Trout?
It's not that simple. To rescue the president, you'll need the enchanted sword.
Right. Where is this enchanted sword?
The spiders took it to cut down the forest.
Spiders? What spiders? Hey, wait a minute. Where is everyone going? Come back. I have to find out what spiders they... What? Oh, look, Mrs. Trout. I don't know who it is, but he seems so familiar. Hello, stranger.
Help me.
Who are you? How can I help?
Help me.
It can't be my daddy. I don't have a daddy. Oh look, it's the spirit of the island. Spirit? You look all sad and rainy. What's the matter?
Shh. It is not safe to talk here.
Island, your hand. What happened? You're missing a finger.
Go. Look for my finger.
Help me.
Who are you?
Would you look at this?
I can't believe it.
This, my loyal soldiers, is why our emperor is called Emperor.
He just goes on and on.
Yes. City after city was built within this canyon. What was that?
Just a whale, my prince. You're not being followed.
This is the place, the city of gold and
my prince, there are people down there. Indeed there are. I don't understand. Weren't these cities abandoned?
They were, after the Great Wall that destroyed our people. This canyon has been uninhabited for many years, as the coral formations can attest, but no longer. I am seeing to it personally that the Nagil race returns to its former glory.
I get it. This is where you come for a private spot of...
Your harem. These are your concubines.
And my sons and daughters. There, in the tallest tower. What we seek is in there.
And what is it we seek?
The ancient texts tell us that an item of incredible power was kept here. It was never used because it could only be opened by a certain variety of enchanted knife. I now have such a knife. Look, there is the box in which it is encased. You, check the traps.
Stand back.
Is that it?
Not quite. Be ready.
I don't understand. That chamber opened, but there's nothing there.
Almost nothing. Look. Shark teeth. This chamber contains sharks who would attack anyone but the proper owner of the artifact. Only they've long since starved to death and turned to dust.
Go on, Your Highness. Open the box.
Take the money.
It's
what? It's gone!
Sir, what is that?
Ring. Well now, perhaps this trip wasn't a total loss.
Who has summoned the slave's ring?
I, Prince Varan, have summoned you. Are you the genie who the ancients kept in this box?
Genie? I wish. I am aghast.
A ghost?
Not a ghost. Aghast.
I'm pretty aghast too.
What is aghast, if you don't mind my asking?
We're like genies, but highly special. My power is to protect natural beings. I was employed as the guard of the genie in the dead.
Really?
Oh, yes. It was I enchanted his shell so that y'all would be over with a Neanderthal vocal blade. One of my more brilliant ideas in that sense.
So, what can you do for magical beings?
I nearly invulnerable. I can stop my age. Not that. I can increase the magical attacks 100-fold. I can make them the most feared beings in the world.
Do it.
What?
Make me the most feared Nogil in all the world.
That's right. The magical arch. There.
Fine.
Here we go.
Yes. The power.
He's about to kill us all in a fit of any power battles, isn't he?
Probably, mate. Probably.
How many does that make, then?
Let's see. That's us, Rat City, Insectivore City, Robot World, the Tier Room, Cafe, and the Elven Alliance, which covers 10 worlds. With the addition of the Stone Men, that makes 17 worlds in the Coalition.
That's all well and good, but we need to move faster.
We sent an emissary to Wano, but no one has heard from him yet. Same with the other ones sent to Fort Crawlins.
What of the emissary to Sarah de Lan, the Fairy World?
They turned him into a squirrel and sent him packing.
How dare they?
They're terrified of Nexical. They don't even want his name mentioned. However, he did get a favorable response from the Dryads.
That's surprising.
They're tree spirits. They like squirrels.
What about the 100 Thane? Did I say something wrong?
The 100th veil has fallen.
You mean Nexical has...
No, not Nexical. A sprite named Selv. Nexical didn't know that Selv conquered the 100th veil years ago.
No.
We just learned that ourselves. It seems he moved in after the plague had died down, and now no one can get in or out.
I have good news, gentlemen. The Pandators have elected to join the Coalition. Their ambassador is writing his gate address on his napkin right now.
Excellent. Oliver, get the address from them. I need to go relieve myself.
Yes, sir. Sir, the restroom is that way?
Restrooms are for humans and elves.
Picado, shouldn't you go with him?
My services are needed here. The number of people coming and going from here has got the safety of the public in mind. Make it happen.
That's much better. Which way was that cafe? Hello there. I remember you. You're the ambassador for the snake people. Are you lost?
Me? Nagas never get lost in the wilderness.
Oh, perhaps you could tell me then which...
You are Pan?
Yes, yes. What can I do for... Hey!
You can suffocate in my coils.
No, why?
You started this whole anti-Nexical coalition thing. Well, guess what? Nexical didn't like it. He paid me very handsomely to get rid of you.
Hey, what are you doing to that creature?
Go away. This doesn't concern you.
Help! Someone's being attacked!
What's going on?
That reptile is strangling that fuzzy creature.
Drop the otter, Naga!
Stay back. I am venomous, and my speed is more than a match for you, elves.
You take no comfort, Rock.
Stay back, Stone Man. I mean it. Stay back.
Naga, see? See? Mimic Naga, see?
Will he be alright?
You're Pan, aren't you?
Him hurt. Need your doctor.
Hang on. I've got a healing potion.
You're not a delegate. What are you?
Don't let the spiky hair fool you. I'm a human. Jiki Ogyo is my name.
I thought there were no humans left in this world.
There aren't. I'm trying to find my way home.
We'll help you get home, but first this otter needs our help. Let's get him back to the cafe.
Dr. Fisher to admitting. Dr. Fisher to admitting.
How are you feeling?
Oh, like someone dropped a boat on me.
I'm afraid you won't be doing any work for a while.
But I can still... Ow, ow, ow!
You can rest here in the hospital until your ribs are mended. That Naga hurt you fairly badly.
You're not kidding.
Don't worry. We'll find another ambassador.
Like who?
Well, it is the king's job to oversee diplomatic relations with other worlds.
You? Ow! Ow, ow,
Dr.
ow!
Pick up your messages.
No offense, Midge, but you can see what the enemy did to me. We can't take the chance of having our king seriously injured or even killed.
Perhaps your protege, then.
Oliver?
Attention, please. Visiting hours
yeah.
are now open.
Oliver. He'll do.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Yes. Don't you think it was a bit gauche to kill your own troops?
Tell me you've never done anything like that in an ostentatious display of godlike power.
Not at all. It's much more efficient to assimilate your enemies rather than destroy them.
Well, goodbye.
Where are you going?
back in the ring to sleep and push.
You can't leave now.
But you think I'm going to be out here making goblin all the time? As if, after we charge my batteries.
How unfortunate. Perhaps if I were to take the ring back to my world and assimilate this creature.
No. Hands off the ring, Bob.
You dare strike the Avatar of Nexicool?
Touch the ring again, you'll see what I dare. Hands off. On you, don't let that thing touch me while I'm sleeping.
That's quite the powerful gas you have there. What are your plans for it?
You'll see. Oh yes, you'll see.
Look at that rain, Mrs. Trout. It hasn't stopped raining for a week. It makes me feel so sad. Why won't it stop raining? Why am I asking you? You're a toy. Of course, so am I, but I'm the alive kind. And yet, I feel like I've forgotten something very important. And I think it has to do with why I'm a toy. Yes. Maybe if I remember that, I'll remember what it is I've forgotten. One thing you're good for is listening. So you listen while I tell you my story. Okay, Mrs. Trout? Once upon a time, I live in a magical kingdom called the 100th Realm. Now, in this magical kingdom.
Hello, I'm Oliver.
And I'm Amanda.
Today we touched on a very important subject, loyalty.
Hang on a minute.
What's wrong, Amanda?
You're not supposed to be here.
I'm not? But I've always done the epilogues.
No, this isn't right. Someone else is supposed to be in that chair.
Who?
I can't remember.
Well, we're almost out of time now, so I'll just say, tune in next time to hear Amanda's origin story, here on OtterTunes.
This has been the Otter Island Radio Show. Otter Island is a production of the Riverside Players and stars Orin Otter, Ayla Doom, Max Goop, Wanderer Wolf, Ann Bull, Robert Phelps, Ashen Fox, Caninus O'Farrell, Time Lord, Owen Harris, Phil Goyce, Martin Billany, and Charles Mathias. This episode was written by Orin Otter and directed and engineered by Ayla Doom, including music gratefully borrowed from Patty Kingsland of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Theme music by Thomas E. Fox. Some sound effects provided by Wallaroo Black. Otter Island is made possible by the Pandora Families of Comics, which may be seen at www.ottercomics.us and has been broadcast on the OtterTunes Shoutcast Radio Network.